And if you go back to 1960, you can see that diabetes, autism, lupus, MS, cancer, all of these, they were like, you know, 1 in 10,000. And today they're 1 in 40 or 1 in 50. So anyhow, you have an exponential curve. That's the increase in autoimmune disease is skyrocketing just to this day. And so what we have learned and all of our work and all of our studies is we take the shoes off or we ground people in their home, then it puts the fire of inflammation out. And then the immune system is not spending its energy fighting the fire of inflammation that it is creating because it's ungrounded. Now the immune system can go back to work and do the things that it normally does, which is return the body to normal every day. I mean, the body is a self-healing mechanism. I mean, it is your immune system that keeps, your immune system is who you are. You take care of your immune system, and you're going to have health. If you don't have health, I don't care who it is, if you do not have health, then something you're doing is interfering with your immune system's ability to maintain health. And that can be food, it can be environment, it can be a lot of things, but we know primarily inflammation. You cannot have inflammation if you're standing barefoot on the earth. That's why we ground everything in the world to the earth. And so I could go on for hours and talk about each and every one of the studies and so on. But what I would rather do is, if you can help me understand, or what do you want to know about grounding that I can share with you?
Clint, you mentioned something about an electrical field around the body. Was it measured? I missed that part, and I'm very curious to understand, was that sort of photographed or what was it?
Well, you can measure electric fields. So if you're insulated from the earth, if you're wearing shoes or standing on a floor that's not grounded, then the electric fields and everything in your home and the environment, you know, of the environment, just the atmosphere is positive. So your body becomes positive, more positive relative to the earth. And when you stand on the earth, then your earth, then, I mean, the earth is infinitely large and you're infinitely small, relatively speaking. So when you put your feet on the earth, then your body becomes one and the same as the earth. And then the earth has an abundance of free electrons, a sea of electrons. I mean, there's a layer of electrons that are migrating all around the earth everywhere. It's everywhere at all times. So when you stand on the earth, then your body becomes grounded and charged with those free electrons, that energy, earth's energy. And then like the earth itself, you actually radiate this energy. This is demonstrable and it's measurable.
Okay. And these studies are available on the website you mentioned earlier.
Yes. We have a website called theearthinginstitute.net. And all of the papers are published there and you can translate most anything. And they also have hundreds of articles and feedback from people and their experiences with grounding. There's also the Earthing book. It's on Amazon and most of the bookstores. There's thousands and thousands of reader reports about their experiences from reading the book and then going out and grounding themselves. We have a couple of good movies. One is a 15-minute short called Down to Earth. It's been seen by 60, 70 million people. But it's on YouTube also, a Down to Earth video on the Earthing channel. And then we have the Earthing movie, which is very interesting. And it's totally authentic. It took about 3 or 4 years to make. And it's kind of explains everything about earthing and how it came about. And there's a host of doctors everybody, people from the FDA, people, you know, Deepak Chopra, doctor, just all the doctors, there's a host of people on it. But most of all, there's a group of individuals that tell their story. And the story that in the beginning, I spent most of my time grounding people with lupus, MS, and diabetes, and chronic arthritis. And so I learned a lot about grounding. I started reading all the literature about all of these modern health disorders. And it was funny in the early days when you would pull up and ask a question like, what is the cause of pain? In the literature, it's cause unknown. What is the cause of MS? Cause unknown. What is diabetes? Cause unknown. It was unbelievable to me that with all of the modern institutions we have and with all of the medical research and everything that's being done around the world, you can have a statement that says cause unknown. Of course, you have to know the cause because that's what you're treating, in my mind, because of my background. But in the modern world, especially pharmaceutical world, it is not about prevention. It is 100% about giving its palliative care, providing you with pills that will help you cope with your health disorder until you get to the end. I mean, it's palliative care, really. So the antibiotics and some of those things are essential, but at times in people's lives, but primarily it's people, and that's what I like about Ayurveda, and is something's causing this problem, and you have to fix your food, fix your health, fix your and that's what I loved about Deepak Chopra when I started working with him. It was, I could ground people physically and put their pain out, but what was causing the health problem? All too often, it was a mental, an event that went on in their loss. I said, you ground them mentally, I'll ground them physically. I'll put the fire out, but you got to put out the cause of the fire. And so that takes me to another, unless somebody's got a question real quick, but when I was grounding women in the early days who had diabetes, inflammation, MS, and lupus, one day I was grounding a lady who had severe MS. And, she had to hold her arm to keep it from moving around and so on. And she was in a lot of pain, terrible pain, and just lots of fear, lots of fear. And so I went over and grounded her bed for her. We were patches, different ways that she could ground herself. And I was looking at her and I said, what happened in your life that caused MS to manifest? You weren't born with MS. You weren't born with MS or diabetes. You weren't born with any of this. So I said, what happened? And she said, I don't know. I was about 30 years old and I just kept starting feeling worse and worse. And then all of a sudden I started getting these side effects of loss of muscle control and so on. And so her answer was that she didn't know. And so I put patches on her and grounded her and everything too, because we were doing a little bit of a study with her. And all of a sudden, the pain in the arm stopped. And she still had, the problems, the damage. And so then she said, she kind of looked at me. She says, when I was 30, I lost my husband. A couple of years later, I lost my house. This was back in 2008. And then I lost my job. And then my life, the American dream anyway, all of a sudden was totally turned upside down. And she went into such a fight or flight state, a sympathetic state, where cortisol was totally elevated, chronically elevated. And so the cortisol eventually created inflammation in the body, anxiety, irritability, and then on to depression. And she stayed in that state. And then the inflammation began to manifest more and more. And then MS was the end result. And so I had grounded enough people at that time. And I got in the habit of asking that question. I've grounded 1,000 people. I ask everyone, I said, what happened in your life that caused this to manifest? And everybody has a story of loss. They lost something. Something, their life was, they expected one thing and it didn't turn out, or something went wrong. And then all of a sudden they're experiencing loss and grief, uncontrolled grief and loss, and they don't come out of it. And cortisol runs, they don't sleep, and so on and so on. But anyhow, as time went on, I began to recognize all of this. And then I went, grounded a woman one day, and I said, and I put a patch, electrode patch in the palm of her hand, snapped a cord on it. And I said, you no longer have, and she'd been struggling really bad with MS. I said, you no longer have MS. Because as soon as I put this patch on you, your body is being flooded with free electrons, and it's going to stop the neutrophils that are oxidizing the myelin sheath and causing the MS. And she looked at me and just kind of like didn't know what to think. So anyhow, a few minutes later, the pain stopped and she started feeling better. And she had to get up and go to the bathroom after about 45 minutes. And so she went into the bathroom and she came back out holding her arm, of course. And she was looking, she says, look at me, I'm back to myself. Meaning that the pain had come down. The number one thing that happens with grounding is you have increased circulation. It normalizes the blood viscosity and the blood flows easier and faster. And that's how it puts out the inflammation, circulating the electrons on the via the red blood cells. So anyhow, but the pain stopped after 30, 40 minutes. And she went in there and her color had come back. Her facial color, the blood, the circulation, her demeanor changed because now she wasn't in this hot burning pain. She still had pain, but it was a calm, more of a healing pain. So anyhow, I said, as long as you have this patch on it, you no longer have MS, and it was grounded to the earth. And so she called it the magic patch. But anyhow, I have grounded hundreds of women with MS and lupus, and that's where we see the most significant change, because their bodies are on real fire. They have lots of pain and they have lots of emotional stress and so on. So to be able to ground them is really remarkable. And it's as simple as getting them, if they can't do anything else, they don't have patches. It's as simple as going outdoors, putting your bare feet and your bare hands on the earth and sitting there and staying there until the pain goes away, because the earth will neutralize all the pain in your body. I can guarantee this. All you have to do is go do it. So anyhow, the next side of grounding that I think is as important as reducing the inflammation is that when you sit on the earth, the first thing it does is it discharges these electrical charges on your body, the static electricity. And then all of a sudden, it's like the muscles, everything kind of releases. There's a release, and then your respiration changes. But as you sit there, the pain, your body is absorbing the free electrons, and your body is grounded, just like we would ground a TV set or a computer or anything else. So it's now grounded. So there's no charges. There's no extraneous charges running around in or on your body. Inflammation is charge. Inflammation is charge because you don't have enough negative charge. You have too much positive charge and it's creating a fire. So anyhow, the number one thing that we see beyond reducing the inflammation is that the sympathetic nervous system immediately calms. And then the parasympathetic comes up. And the sympathetic is driving cortisol. It's filling your body full of cortisol. It's fight or flight. So as soon as you are well grounded, and when it takes a few minutes, sometimes it's just instant, then that all settles and stops. Then there's a calmness comes over the body. The parasympathetic comes up, and that's your balance, that you feel better. You don't feel your body when you're imbalance. I mean, when you don't have pain, inflammation in the body, your body is just this energy, this, you know, it's life, it's movement, and so on. But anyhow, the number one thing that we found is that people, when they're emotionally stressed, if they will sit on the earth, then the earth's electric field, the energy of the earth, the rhythms of the earth, the earth's electric field has rhythms. The earth itself has rhythms. It has circadian rhythms. It goes up and down. And so when you're connected to the earth, then these rhythms are, they're in your body. They're, it's like the earth is a metronome. And so your body is singing with the earth, or it's dancing with, you know, the rhythms and tune and the energy of the earth. And so what it does is it calms everything down. Then you can't be mad when you're grounded. You can't be upset. You can't hate anybody when you're sitting there grounded. You change. You become a, you know, a human being. I mean, rather than this, you know, I'm not sure of the word sometimes, but anyhow, grounding is throughout all time, from the very first amoeba of whatever on planet Earth, it was grounded. All life on this planet has for millions and billions of years been grounded, because they're either connected to the Earth directly or they're crawling around on the Earth. And even the birds, you know, roost in trees that are, you know, grounded. And so anyhow, our most natural state is to be grounded. And that means to have your body flooded with earth energy. You have to have the energy of the earth inside of you. And when you do that, now you are connected to every other living thing on the planet, every other living person who is grounded, every tree, every animal, anything in the world. We're all one. We're all part of this energy. We're all part of the earth. I always tell people, we're the earth up walking around. You didn't come here from a planet out there. You are earth. And you come from the earth, you're going to go back to the earth. In the meantime, if you stay connected, you're going to be a lot healthier and happier. And so anyhow, it's really the thing I love about grounding, and the reason I put the last 23 years of my life in it, is because I feel good about being able to share this with people, primarily because it's free. You can buy, you can make your own grounding mats. You can do all kinds of things. There's information to do that on the internet. You can, if you have money, you can buy things that are already made up. But most important, all you have to do is take your shoes off, go outdoors, and stay grounded, and wear your shoes on purpose. If there's glass, or if it's hot, or if it's rocky or something, put shoes on. But if otherwise, you want to reconnect and stay connected to Mother Earth, your mom. Anyhow, so I really love what I do. I'm sure you can tell. I'm 77 now, I'll be going to 78 here in a few months. I had no idea anybody could live that long 20 years ago. And I had no idea that it would take this long to get enough information out for people to really begin to understand what this connection and how important it is. But I love it.
Yeah, so, I guess all of this takes time. In fact, the Gaia theory of Dr. James Lovelock has taken huge amount of time to finally find some. So I have a follow-up question, sir. Sleeping mats and walking on earth are really the same thing. So is it a matter of how much time you're spending? Is that the reason why you need sleeping mats or grounding mats or wrist grounding wristbands? Yeah. Is it a matter of how much time you know? So
here's how I answer that two ways. One, in the natural world, you would be grounded 24/7 because, you know, we didn't have shoes and so on. And if you look at the animals who live in the wild, they don't have cancer. They don't have heart disease. They don't have MS, lupus, autism. They have none of these modern health disorders. On the other hand, the animals who live indoors with their owners, they all manifest all kinds of health disorders. and 50% of them die from cancer, just like their owners. But that doesn't occur in the wild. So second of all, to be grounded 24/7 is our natural state, I believe. And our immune system is operating 24/7, and it's operating with reactive oxygen species. So you need to reduce those instantly. And before modern times, we were always naturally grounded. So we didn't have to worry about that. It was automatic. It's like oxygen. It was automatic. You're breathing it. You were automatically grounded because you couldn't get off of the earth. So anyhow, 24/7 is ideal. I try to ground as much as I can. I'm probably grounded 80-90% of the day. I sleep on a grounded mat. I have grounded flooring. I have grounded mat on my computer, and so on. And you know, I spend a lot of time barefoot. I try to walk a mile or two a day. There are some grounded shoes coming on the market now, and all of those things. So anyhow, more is better. Is how I'm going to answer your question. But the most important answer is, if you have pain in your body, you got to get grounded and stay grounded until it goes away. If you have health disorder, if your health is compromised, you have to get grounded and stay grounded as much as you absolutely can so that you can put the fire out. The fire goes out instantly when you're grounded. Then the immune system can go and repair that damage and ultimately go back to maintaining health, which is what it does 24/7. So when it's ungrounded, the immune system is compromised because it's challenged. Because now it has all this work to do to keep you healthy and to keep you alive and keep everything working the way nature intended or developed in nature. And anyhow, lost my thought there. Sorry. So the main thing is get grounded as much as you possibly can. Take the shoes off your kids if you possibly can. You know, I'm not a medical doc, and my advice is free, and you can take it. And you should always use your own good judgment and medical practitioners that you have and so on. But it's like, I deal a lot with moms. They're 35 to 55 years old. They have an autoimmune disease of some kind today, almost 90%, if not more. And then on top of that, they're taking care of their mom, who is in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and she's on a half a dozen meds and has all kinds of health problems. So the mom, this 35-year-old mom, is really stressed because she's taking care of her mom. And on the other hand, she's taking care of her children. And all too often, these moms are alone raising the children. I hope it's not that way over there, as it is here. But 80% of the women sleep alone. Of our customers, you know, they sleep alone in the United States. And that's because they have autoimmune disease. They have chronic health issues. And so they're not, you can't be happy. You can't put on a good show if you have pain in your body. You can take pills and drugs and all these kind of things and buy some time for an event or something. But anyhow, it's like autism and ADHD. It's rampant in this country. I think it's like 1 in 40 have autism now. And diabetes. I mean, almost 50% of our children now can be diagnosed with some level of diabetes. And these are all inflammation-related health disorders. Autism is an inflammation-related health disorder. Cancer is an inflammation-related health. You can't have cancer unless you have inflammation for an extended period of time. You can't have autism unless you have a fire, an inflammatory fire in the brain that causes what we call autism. You can't have kids sitting in schools that aren't grounded and wearing rubber-soled shoes that aren't full of anxiety and energy. And they're being treated as attention deficit disorder. They need to have their shoes taken off. They need to get grounded and get rid of that stress. And then they'll turn into a normal human being. And it happens rather instantly. And so I could go on and go on and on and on. But to answer your question, So bottom line on that question is very simple. More is better. If you have any pain, it's essential. And stay grounded until the pain goes away. You can go take an Advil or a pill, but it would be better just to go sit on the earth underneath of a tree. Go put your feet in the creek. Go do something. Just dig a little hole and bury your feet in the earth. And stay there until the pain's gone.
Hi, I'm Janvi Patankar. I would like to say a big thank you to you. You have actually given my life back. I'm 52 years young now. And I did not know that I had an autoimmune disease. And I was living it past 8 years. So my body had totally just crumbled. I had severe hot flushes. My mother had a very traumatic infected knee transplant for which I was there last year for 7 months. And just as what I had even shown the orthopedic surgeon, he did basic x-rays and things. And I was actually an athlete in my school days, where in the 70s and early 80s, we used to train basically barefoot and touching the grass a lot. So injuries were very less actually that time. And what happened, I just, because of the second wave of COVID, which was going on in India that time in June, I just started walking out to feel good on the grass. It reminded me of my school days. And during my pregnancy, I just had to know that, okay, walking on dew wet grass makes, you know, it's good for your circulation. So to cut the whole story short, in 3 days, I started sleeping really well. There was a lot of emotional baggage, which I had suppressed, like what you had said earlier. And with my parents, my father who's 85, mother who's 80, you know, so it was a very traumatic thing for me to single-handedly handle all that. I just started moving out and, you know, like I just said, feeling the earth and everything. And in 20 days, I just, all those 8 years, I don't know how many years also, those aches and pains just vanished. And I started sleeping better. I came to Pune and I started grounding on wet mud because the lawns were closed. And it was a beautiful journey. And from October, I started running now, which it was like I just couldn't even climb 2 steps up or get down. And I started running and I'm sprinting now on wet dew grass. And the last thing was I today did a trek. I don't know after how many years without any aches and pains. And wherever there was a possibility of removing my shoes, getting, you know, grounded, I did that. So thank you so much for, I just happened to just see your full earthing movie. It just came from the universe to me, you know, so really thank you. And so there are 2 questions which I just want to ask is, I had stopped the supplements last June, which the surgeon had given me to, you know, support whatever was going through. And he said now in May that now you can buy a pair of shoes and you can start running. But I haven't bought a pair of shoes as such. I'm walking barefoot everywhere now. And so my question is, do I need to take those supplements? It's been now 9 months since I've not taken those supplements. I've not done any tests, nothing.
Yeah. The supplements, I mean, if they're nutritional supplements, that would be, they're probably no harm and probably beneficial. But if you eat good food, you know, that's all you really need.
Because I've read your book, I watched all your live chat shows. I mean, I've just gone totally into deep. I think we have started in our Pune Joggers Park here, an earthing movement. It just happened to be, I think, around at least 20, 25 people are now earthing, you know. I'm just sharing my story like how you were sharing and, you know, walking with people, the old, the young, and that's what I'm doing because I don't want them to go through that traumatic experience, whether it is people who are with diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever. So diet is good. Second thing, I just recently procured the universal earthing mat for my parents in Bombay. I told them just first check because I don't understand much of this electric circuit. So my father is an electrical engineer. So I told him to read the whole booklet, what is there, what instructions they are giving. So I just wanted to hear it from you. Is it correct that I tell them to check the earthing points where they're going to plug in that mat and use it?
Yes. Sometimes they have to have an adapter.
Yes, okay. That adapter is not available in India.
Okay. But they have a ground, right?
Yeah. I mean, can we call an electrician and get it checked?
Yeah. The main thing is, I think they have a ground. I mean, some of the electrical in India is challenging, but you know, the electrical outlet has a ground.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to change the adapter or whatever to make it work, or you have to just connect it to the metal housing of the outlet.
Okay.
But yeah, if you don't know, the best thing to do is get an electrician and just say you want it to be grounded to the earth. Yeah, because the electrical system is grounded. Yeah. It has to be connected to the earth in order to prevent fire.
Yes, yeah. And my dad does understand that concept, so I think it's pretty good. Secondly, how long should they start? Because they are old, because whatever I read in the earthing mat, people have that toxic period, you know, coming out, you know, like in the sense that they have that period where things are coming out and they have sleepless nights and things. So how long should they start in the daytime? Because with the age factor and everything, whatever is there.
Well, it's, you know, it's different for everybody. But if they're on a lot of meds and things like that, which most of them are, they have to go slow. I would suggest, you know, ground for 4 hours at a time during the day. And then if you start noticing change, which you will quite rapidly, then a lot of people, so many older people sleep in recliner chairs. They don't sleep in bed. And so they put the mats on and they keep them there forever. But anyhow, yeah, the main